Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
I mean, even that is a little subdued. This Pacers Radio Network. This has to be like, if I'm rooting for the Pacers and a Pacers fan, and like a lifelong Pacers fan, how is my head attached to my neck? How has it not exploded? How have I not spontaneously combusted? How am I able to witness this? This is shocking. This is shocking. The Pacers won game one of the NBA Finals. That in and of itself is not a surprise. Sure, they can beat Oklahoma City. I took the Thunder in five, knowing that this was possible. And still is, I guess. But when the Pacers were down, gosh, even my first clue was at halftime. My first clue was at halftime. Because the Pacers were very sloppy. Obi Toppin had a couple where he threw behind center court for a backcourt violation. They were getting pickpocketed. Oklahoma City had every angle covered. It's like whatever the Pacers were able to get against the Bucks or the Cavs or the Knicks, those windows very much closed. They were much tighter. And it was going to be tough. But then if you look at the stats and look at where the game was, I mean, you tell a team you're going to have 19 turnovers in the first half, and the other team's only going to have four. And then you're going to say, they also shot the ball 54 times to your 36, first half. You tell them that, and they're going to be like, oh my God, we had 19 turnovers in the first half? And then you tell them, you're only down 12. And those 19 turnovers you had, the Thunder only converted 9 points off of them in the first half. And I think the Thunder, like, have they not seen what the Pacers have been doing? Have they not watched how the Pacers win this game? It's almost like the Pacers want to do this. It's almost like they want to be down. Here's that stat for you. Indiana has come back from down 15 or more five different times. They've been down 15 or more in the playoffs in eight different games. They have won five of those games. And it's not like they go down early and then come back later. They're down a lot with a little time left. They were down 7 to the Bucks in game 5 with 35 seconds to go in overtime. They were down 7 points to the Cavs with 46 seconds left in game 2. They were down 9 points to the Knicks with 52 seconds left in game 1. They were down 9 points tonight with 2:36 to go. They won all of those games. For them to have been down the amount they were with the time left, the odds of winning all four of those games is roughly 1 in 75 million. I'll give you some more stats. Pacers are the first team in NBA history to win a playoff game when committing 16 or more turnovers than the opponent. 25 for Indiana, 7 for OKC. Pacers tied the biggest fourth quarter comeback, 15-point deficit in the finals since 1971. Since 1971, 0.3 seconds in the fourth quarter is the latest into any finals game that a team took its first lead of the game. Tyrese Halliburton every player that voted him most overrated, they need to unmask themselves. We need to name names, because what you have done is awoken a monster, and not just a guy who's like no longer overrated, but now is in fact underrated, and now may be redefining what it means to be clutch. Simply astonishing what we are seeing in these playoffs. Simply unbelievable. Rick Carlisle talking after the game. And I know he's a good coach, and I know a lot of this has got his blueprint and his fingerprints on it, but even he's got a front row seat to this madness. Talked about how they were able to pull out the victory.
Just had to hang in. The first half was rough. 19 turnovers. The good thing was it was only 9 points. And so, we were within reach of still being in the game. I think we won the third quarter by 3, which was progress. And then, they went up 15. And we just said, hey, let's just keep chipping away at the rock, Got to keep pounding the rock, and just chip away and hang in. And we've had a lot of experience in these kinds of games. And our guys have a real good feel for what it's all about, giving ourselves a chance. And we got fortunate, but made plays.
Oklahoma City, after the game was said and done, you heard the 9 points off 19 turnovers. At the end of the game, 25 turnovers, so 6 in the second half. And it's not like they capitalized on that either. 11 points off turnovers. How? How is that possible? How is that possible? What does that speak to? The shooting of Oklahoma City, they shot 39%. Pacers shot 47. From 3, Oklahoma City shot 36%. Pacers shot 46. 25 turnovers and just 11 points off of those turnovers. And if you look at the fourth quarter, you were seeing the Pacers make the same kind of big shots that they were making in all these other games, whether it was Miles Turner banking a 3 in, whether it was Andrew Nesmith getting a 3, whether it was Andrew Nembhard hitting a step back 3, and then the 21-foot pull-up jumper from Tyrese Halliburton, they make their shots. It's like, yeah, go to the other end. Let us follow you. Make your 2 free throws, or have an open look for 2. We're going to make a 3. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. It is one game, but we've seen what these kind of games have done to these other teams. Rick Carlisle says they do have to be better than this moving forward.
We know we have a lot of work to do, and we have to play a lot better. I mean, 19 turnovers and a half is, if it's not a record for the finals, it's got to be up there close to it. And so, and they're a menace, defensively. And we too often took it into crowds and. And then, other times they just take the ball out of your hands. I mean, it's just, the level of their defense is crazy good.
Reiterating that point, Rick Carlisle says they still do, with this being game one of potentially 7, they still do have a long way to go.
Now there's two days between the first two games. Instead of a 13-day series, which we had with New York, this is day one of 17 days. So this is going to be a long journey and a lot going on. And so we're just going to have to keep our eye on the ball and keep focusing on one another.
Game 2 will be Sunday night on ABC. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Larry's in South Bend. How you doing, Larry?
Oh, doing really good. I'll tell you what, man, I'm on the backside of 60. And I was just thinking back when I was about 12 years old, one of my mom's brothers got me a red, white, and blue ABA basketball. And me and my buddies would just start chucking that thing up from the driveway because the ABA was, you know, they put the three-point shot in, and the Pacers were always somebody to follow. You had George McGinnis, Mel Daniels, downtown Freddie Brown, Rick Mount, and those guys won three ABA championships. And then Reggie Miller, and now what we're witnessing with these playoffs, it's just so much fun to watch these guys.
It's unlike anything that any fan of any fan base has ever seen, and they've done something similar to this in every round of the playoffs, and now this was a carbon copy almost of how they started game one against the Knicks team that was favored against them, now an even bigger underdog against the Thunder, and you've got the 1-0 lead, you've already got one of your road wins that you need.
Yeah, they always find a way to steal one, don't they? And it's just such an advantage when you can go on the road. And throughout these playoffs, it seems like, you know, the visiting team has always been able to steal one. The Pacers are really good at that. And, you know, that whole Knicks series, you know, you watch the morning news or whatever coming out of New York, and you know, the Pacers were always just kind of an afterthought, even though they kept beating the Knicks. You know, everybody was just so downtrodden, you know, to see that the Knicks had lost again. But, it's just a blast, man. I got up off the couch tonight when he hit that shot. When he hit that shot, too, you know, you could just look at his posture. That guy is squared up. He's not leaning forward. He's not falling off to the side. He's not pushing it with one hand. His posture, his elevation is true, and his shot was on the money, man, on the money.
I got another stat, Larry. Thanks for the call. Good call, Larry, in South Bend. You know how I keep saying there's always a stat where it's like teams are so-and-so and oh, and then the Pacers come along? Since the start of the 1997 playoffs, when they started keeping track, the play-by-play era, now the Pacers were down by 9 with 2:52 to go. In the NBA Finals, teams that were trailing by 7 or more points in the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter or overtime were 0-121. They are now 1-121. And who's that 1-121? Once again, it is the Indiana Pacers. Marvin, North Carolina. Hey, Marvin.
Hey, boy, I just got to tell you, man. You're not calling. I said, oh, Detroit did it. Damn, Pacers can do it. I told you they can do it, man. I know it's only one game. 3 more to go. I'm telling you, this series is theirs. That's all I had to say.
Well, good drop in there, Marvin. Appreciate it. The Pacers know they did not play well. They did not play well. Immediately in the tunnel, there's that video I told you. They said, we didn't even play good. They did not play well. Now, they shot better than Oklahoma City, and they made their timely shots. But if you're Indiana, and you know that you can play... Like, they didn't lead at any point until there was 0.3 left on the clock. They had 24 turnovers. That's not playing well. Turner had 6. McConnell had 3. Toppin had 3. Halliburton had 3. Nembhard had 3. Nembhard had 2. Nesmith had 5. They had 24 turnovers in this game, and they won. The Thunder only had 7 because the Thunder only scored 11 points off those turnovers. So if you're the Thunder, you know that, okay, this is what the Pacers do. We got Pacered. They have to make sure, this is the biggest fault that I think happened in this game is, They have to make sure that no lead is safe. I bet they started feeling pretty good up 15. What are you doing? How do you let it happen? It's the NBA Finals. They gave away game one to the Nuggets, and then they ended up winning that series. It took them seven, but how do you let it happen? How do you let it happen? They did make a quick change. Cason Wallace, who's 21 years old, started in this game. He's been a role player. He got the quick start over Isaiah Hartenstein, which it seemed to work because Hartenstein was effective when he came off the bench. Like, he was very aggressive. Wallace ended with a minus 13, however, the worst plus minus for the Thunder. So maybe that's something. They must have saw something. Wallace played 33 minutes. Hartenstein only played 17. I thought one of the things coming into this series is Thunder got a little more size, that Holmgren-Hartenstein combo. Yeah, they took that away from themselves. They wanted to play faster. And it was effective defensively, but they weren't converting on the offensive end. Unbelievable. Yeah, if you're the Pacers, imagine if you're the Pacers and they don't win the championship and you had a game like this in every round. I mean, it's almost like what? That's got to be painful. But right now they're up 1-0. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. More from you as we try to wrap our heads around what the hell we saw. Like, one time it's like, fool me once, twice you ain't fool me again. Three, it's like, how's this happening? Four, it's like, did I die? Is this a real thing that's happening? Can't believe it. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's from the Thunder Radio Network. And again, if I was a fan of the Thunder, I would have melted into my chair. It's the Bart Winkler Show. This portion of the show brought to you by Hyundai and the all-new, all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space for up to 7 and range for miles. It's the all-electric, all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Game one in the books in the NBA Finals. The Pacers did not have a lead the entire game until they did, which was when it was 0.3 seconds left on the clock. They win 111 to 110. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was his MVP self in this one. He had 38 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Couple of turnovers. He talked afterwards about the loss.
We just got to focus on being better. The series isn't first to one, it's first to four. So we have 4 more games to get. They have 3, and that's just where we are. We got to understand that, and we got to get to 4 before they get to 3 if we want to win the NBA championship, and it's that simple. It's not rocket science. We lost game one. We have to be better.
Yeah, and he's normally the kind of guy who's not going to go into hiding after a loss like this, but even he looked a little like, what the hell just happened? But it's happened to every team. You almost got to bake one of these in when you're playing the Pacers. Mark Daigneault, head coach of the Thunder, talked about how Indiana, there's a never say die attitude on that bench.
The common denominator is them. You know, that's a really good team. Credit them, you know, for not only tonight, but their run. They've had so many games like that. That have seemed improbable, and they just play with a great spirit. They keep coming.
At some point, you got to stop it, though. It can be stopped.
It kept coming, man.
It can be stopped.
He never stopped coming.
It's not going to be stopped in those final moments. It's not going to be stopped when Nesmith is chucking up threes or Turner's hitting him off the glass. Or Halliburton's got his clutch shot. That's not when you're going to stop it. You have to stop it earlier. You're up 12, be up 15. You're up 15, be up 25. You got to make the lead more insurmountable than an insurmountable lead. This team's been down 15 or more points in 8 games this postseason, and they found a way to win 5 of them. That's absurd. No lead is safe. Figure it out. Greg's in Michigan. Greg.
Alberto, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. Was that my Shep baby that you just
That was your Shep baby that you just heard. Yeah, we call that a drop in the business.
I know. Yeah, I love it. I love it. You're on fire. You're spot on in so many different things. And real quick, definitely defending you. I suffer a little bit, but it's worth it. But that's another story. I'll private message you on Facebook.
The hell are you talking about?
Did you get my thing privately in Facebook?
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I got you commenting on a couple of different things I posted that said, check your messages.
Yeah.
And I had no message.
And your Facebook page, the Bart Winkler page.
Yeah, no message.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised. I put it there.
It's not face.
But yes, it's, you know, how I talked about destiny, and you're right. This is improbable. This is just out of this world. You know, you can have the best player in the NBA, and you still have a way to win. You know, they're down until 0.3 seconds, and they win the game? Really? And real quick on Aaron Rodgers, you were spot on about that. He's never going to quit. He loves to be in the limelight. He loves that stage so he can pontificate on social and political issues. You're spot on about that. And, but yeah, it's just a great show tonight, Alberto. And thanks for taking my call, Carlos, and everybody. Go for your dreams.
Greg, thanks. I think Rodgers has a platform if he wants to. If he's just staying in football because he wants to go on McAfee's show every week, I don't think he's going to have a problem with that. They'll take him on any time. I just don't think he knows what else he would do with the rest of his time. And he keeps coming back to football. And he's still good enough to be a starter in this league, meaning there's 32 starters in this league. I don't know where I would rank him. It's not very high. It's not top half. It's better than Mason Rudolph. So Friday is when we're supposed to expect him getting back to Pittsburgh, signing, and then maybe we'll hear from him at some point. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
Well, hey, voices. As always, thanks for taking my call. When was the last time you were this flabbergasted? I think that is a word that best describes Bart Winkler's feeling right now as this unfolds.
Well, I just can't. I mean, We've seen this four different times. It's unbelievable. And now to see it tonight, it's like looking at an optical illusion or a magic trick that you just can't solve. It's like it bothers you because your brain doesn't get it.
What's that phrase? You can't wrap your brain around it. But anyhow, it is an incredible story. Look, it's even got me interested. If this continues on, as I predicted it would, this could be the biggest NBA storyline since Jordan's second three-peat. I mean, what has occurred since then that has really created this much interest? LeBron's time? I don't know. Anything?
Yeah, I mean, the Kobe Shaq or the Heat or the Warriors, but this is different
really?
Than those. This is not, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton's becoming a star, but those were driven by different things. This is not just because of the team or the player. This is because of the way they're winning, which is so improbable.
And I'm going to assume all these rigged and conspiracy theorists is sort of tongue-in-cheek, if not. But if they play Game 7 on a grassy knoll in Dealey Plaza in Dallas, then maybe they have a point there. Quick exit on Rodgers.
Or in Antarctica. What's going on down there? Nobody knows.
Or the smoke from Canada. I wonder if there's a tariff on that smoke. Anyhow, on Rodgers, we're gonna have to put that on the list of Bart missed calls because you said August. I'm pretty sure you said August, so you can't take credit that he signed with the Steelers. You were completely off on the date and on the Bartometer. How could it leave off the Taylor Swift-led Kansas City Chiefs on their third Super Bowl when it was getting a little bit too tiring. You don't.
They
think
were first honorable mention. They were first honorable mention.
Well, if he redoes it, if the Pacers win this series, redo it, and that will, and either the Pacers or those Chiefs with Taylor Swift will wind up 1-2 in one order or the other. And as always, thanks for taking my call.
Always good, Robert. Yeah, the Bartometer tonight, in hour number two. I had to push it back because I had to watch the end of this game. I couldn't focus on one thing and, you know, rub my belly with the other hand. I was so stunned, and the Bartometer was most disliked teams that have won a title since 2020. My personal feeling, sure. But I don't think people dislike this. I think, like Robert said, he's into it. This is enthralling. This is captivating. They are being doubted. They are being doubted. Here's what's going on with the Pacers and why this one was so shocking. They're being doubted by people that are, they know they're doubting them. Even when I gave my prediction, I said, Thunder in five, but my God, the Pacers. But we've seen, but still, it's going to, you know, so you understand that it's possible, and then you're like, no. So there's like nothing the Pacers can do to fully gain the respect from everybody other than just keep doing what they've been doing. And they're doing it again, and the goalpost keeps moving because, yeah, okay, you beat the Bucks, they were hurt. You beat the Cavs, they were kind of hurt. You beat the Knicks, well, they were a flawed team. The Thunder are much better than you. And now they're up 1-0. Wild. Steve is in Houston. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Bart, I tell you what, I'm originally from Ohio. I tell you what, I was the only person in this country and Western bar that was cheering for the Patriots. This game, what people don't realize, they had 20 people, I mean, 20 turnovers in the first half. 20, and they came back. And you know what it is? This team has a never-die spirit, and how can you not get behind that? Because you know what? Everybody was coordinating the Oklahoma City Thunder. It was boring. We're getting tired of hearing about them. And now you can have a team that can go against them. One for one, it can match them up in talent and can go the distance. I think even if they don't win the series, which I'm hoping they, as hell they will, the Pacers to get their first title, this is great for the NBA. Because you get your casual fans like us that don't watch it. You know, I watch the Spurs and I watch the Rockets and they're out of it. But this Indiana team, the way they've gone through these series, they made it exciting. Those Oklahoma City series were boring. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, it definitely, Steve, is going to, and thanks for the call, it's going to get casual eyes back onto this product. So we talked a little bit about that, and Adam Silver, I don't think he's done a good enough job. Now he's saying, oh, small markets don't matter. And Thunder Pacers, you know, it's not Knicks, Lakers, it's not Celtics, whatever, it's not war. But now the series is going to bring people in. Because even if the Thunder win game two, let's say, well, now you're going to game three in Indiana, you know how that crowd's going to be. It's going to be insane. I personally wish I was enjoying this more. I wish this team was in the West, and I wish it was like the Rockets or like the Kings or something. And I could be like, wow, this is so amazing. But, you know, this team knocked my team out of the playoffs 2 years in a row, and Halliburton grew up 15 minutes from where I did, and we're rival high schools. So I'm like, you know, I got to have that Fondy pride, you know, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. What's up, KFIZ? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti. Remember when I thought you correcting me for saying Drew Aller's name wrong was going to be the worst part of my night?
Yeah.
That was Miles Turner, who had 6 turnovers. You tell me your new Pat Boyle drops. I thought they were going to be good.
Well, that's one of them. Do you want the other ones?
Yeah, what are they?
All right. So this is coming off of the heels of Edmonton getting that game one. So do you know what the song that Edmonton plays for, like, their goal song and, like, their winning song?
I, of course, do, but why don't you remind the listeners?
Well, for everybody else, they have adopted La Bomba. La Bomba. You know, that song. I actually don't even know the lyrics, speaking Spanish as poorly
Isn't it
as
La
I do.
Bamba?
La Bamba. La Bomba. But, you know, like, yeah, La Bamba.
Oh, yeah, Puerto Rico.
Which is a country, not a nationality. But let me say, so Oilers get game one. I lost my train of thought. I'm like a golden retriever getting distracted. And Boyle is very excited about the game, as he should be. And for whatever reason, within the first 5 minutes of his show, he's doing this. La 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 bamba. Now you think that's funny. He continues. La 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 bamba. Yo no soy
marina. Wow. See, and now the Pacers win, and I'm going, wah, 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 wah. So kind of similar.
Whatever.
I got some fun stuff I can play for you. Here is Tyrese Halliburton on Scott Van Pelt. And this is the same person the entire 15 seconds. This is one guy. This is all Tyrese Halliburton. Listen to his voice.
Here's the thing is, like, we've had to win in so many different ways all year. Mm-hmm. We've had so many weird wins during the regular season, during the playoffs. So
why would that change? Because we're here in the finals. It's not changing. So me and we just keep staying at it and just keep believing. And, you know, that's the result we get.
What the hell?
That's his voice. He does that often. People have just started to recently catch on to it. He's literally Harvey Dent with one face. He's Harvey two voices Halliburton.
Remember when Harvey Dent didn't realize it was the Joker until he took off his mask?
I know. I'm like, bro, what were you looking at? I know. I understand you're in the hospital bed, but you're not
just
blind.
Just like the face mask.
I mean, that face mask, wow, it really... it really covered so much.
You didn't know. All right, here is Halliburton.
Rachel!
Here's Halliburton's Game 1 winner as called by Spo... TV, SPO TV. It's the Korean broadcast. See, there you go. There's some aura to that broadcast.
That's so much better than the Pacers broadcast. I would watch and listen to those guys.
Well, with all due, it's also better to the ESPN on ABC production. If you look at some of these old finals, just the production of it alone. I mean, even during the NBA Cup, they put like a trophy in the middle of the court as the logo. Yeah, the courts are weird. But this... The complaint on this broadcast was, how does this feel any different than a Tuesday night game on ESPN? And until Halliburton made his own mayhem, it really didn't. Sure, it says finals in the bottom corner of their scorebug, but that's it. You see more YouTube TV logos than you see for the NBA finals. The final script should be on the court. There should be a trophy in the middle. They don't show the national anthem anymore. They don't show the starting lineups anymore. They really watered down that product to just throw ads in your face, which, you know, nothing against capitalism, but at what point do you sacrifice? I mean, how much money can they be getting to willingly just strip down all the great different features that you can have when you broadcast an NBA Finals game? Like, should we show the national anthem in the starting lineups? No, let's do another commercial break. Should we have a longer halftime show? No, let's do a quick another commercial break. And then ESPN halftime shows are always like 3 minutes of four people at a desk, and then they take a five-minute break, and then they come back with a little like, it's the NBA Finals! And then another guy goes, we're in for a good one! Where they show two slow motion clips, and that's 10 seconds, and then back to commercials. The broadcast leaves a lot to be desired. And Doris Burke, let me just say this about Doris Burke. If she could just change one thing about her, I'd to the cup, 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 to the cup. He takes it to the cup. Change it one time. Say, to the rack, or to the hoop, or to the basket. To the cup, to the cup, to the cup. It's like one of those things you say cool one time, and then you're like, that's what I do now. But at least it's not Mark Jones. If Mark Jones was on this call, it'd be a national emergency.
Is that a thing, people calling it the cup? I've never heard that.
Yeah, the cup. Taking it to the cup. And nobody does it more than Doris Burke. But she's the first one I ever heard do it. But she always does it.
I hate that.
She did it on back-to-back possessions.
Yeah,
I don't know how many times she did it in the second half, because, you know, I was on mute and 45-second delay.
Quit living in the past, man. You're living in the past. It's all about the present, man.
I mean, you spoiled the... Why don't you pause your TV so we're at least even?
It doesn't work like that. I don't control these TVs. The TVs have a mind of their own.
Oh. Well, that's a shame. Again, there's two studios... Or there's three studios that I can work out of. Two of them I have to watch on streaming on a computer. The other studio, I have two TVs. Normal, real time. But every time I try working out of that studio, whatever I say to Carlos in between breaks goes over the air in Milwaukee. So I can't do that anymore.
Man, how many fines have we gotten?
Luckily, I didn't. The last time that I got caught on a hot mic like that, I was, you know, I probably said something I shouldn't have, but it wasn't a swear.
Yeah, that's the opposite of me. I mean, I'm like F-bombing this regularly when we're in break. I hope they're not hearing me.
I don't know.
I would have been fired already.
I haven't got a call on it yet. Let's get to Ed in Chicago here before the end of the hour. Hey, Ed.
Yeah, I just want to say this series reminds me so much of 2004, the Lakers and Detroit. The odds were the same. The Lakers, like OKC, were 1-7. Detroit, like Indiana, was 5-1. Detroit won the first game. Indiana won the first game. And everybody was saying the same thing, including some of your fellow talk show hosts, that this was going to be a 4-0 sweep. And you see, it's not going to be 4-0. Now, I don't think that Indiana's going to win this, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes 7 games.
Yeah, well, it's certainly going to go longer, Ed, thanks for the call, than I think a lot of people thought it might. I mean, I would think Indiana at least gets one at home, so now we're looking at least 6. That series that you mentioned, Detroit won the first game, as you mentioned, to the cup, to the cup. They won on the road, and then the Lakers won game 2. But here's what the finals were back then that probably helped Detroit. Remember when they did a 2-3-2 format? In the finals, they did a 2-3-2 format. So the higher seed got the first 2 games at home, and then the lower seed got the 3 games at home, and then it went back for game 6, game 7 for the higher seed, and that was supposed to be the advantage. But in a case like this, and if Indiana, if games 3, 4, and 5 were in Indiana, oof, then I think we're looking at these odds and we're thinking, oh boy. And what was stupid about that was the other series in the playoffs were 2-2-1-1-1. But then in the finals, they went 2-3-2. They started doing that in 85. And then they reverted it back in 2014. So even before that, it was I don't understand. It was a travel thing, I guess. Yeah, you're going to lower the travel, but you're not doing that for the other series, but it's East and West, you might think. I don't know. I think it's an advantage, because if you're the lower seeded team, you win one of those games, you get 3 at home, you can close it out without ever even going back in a game 5. If this was 2 in Oklahoma City and then 3 in Indiana, I mean, I would be thinking very differently about how this is going to go. Indiana is going to be a tough place to play. Oklahoma City is a tough place to play, and Indiana got the first one. And they led for 0.3 seconds of the entire game. More from you guys at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Had some Rodgers to talk about, but second time today, Rodgers news gets bumped for something more chaotic. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.